Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to September's Show Your Shine podcast. September's podcast is all about service, the secret to success. When I look at why some businesses are thriving while others are barely surviving, it has everything to do with the service they provide. We go to great lengths to have a beautiful office, the latest technology, well-trained staff, and highly educated doctors. All these things are important, but in the end, people will forget everything except how you made them feel. Think about when the phone rings at your office. What is your frame of mind when you're answering the phone? Is it an interruption in your day? If so, this will come across to the caller. When the phone rings, it's time to reset and think only of the caller on the phone. Welcome them warmly and focus on learning why they're calling and what they need or want. And ask open-ended questions. Remember to smile while you're talking. The caller can hear the difference. Think about your patient when they first walk in the door. How do you greet them? Do you look up? Say, "Hi, Mrs. Jones, we've got you checked in." Or do you smile and stand up and say, "Hi, Mrs. Jones, thanks for coming in today. Would you like a cup of coffee or a glass of water while you're waiting?" Think about how your clinical team takes their patients back to their operatory. Do they come to the reception area and call their name quickly and say, "Mrs. Jones, will you come with me?" Walking the entire distance to the op with their back to the patient? Or do they come to the reception area with a smile and call, "Mrs. Jones, hi, I'm Judy Kay. I will be assisting Dr. Wonderful today. Will you please come with me?" And we walk side by side while having a conversation. Think about how your doctor enters the operatory. Do they walk in and sit down and tilt the chair back right away and start the appointment? Or do they enter the operatory with a smile and greet the patient warmly and say, "Hi, Mrs. Jones, how are you?" And then have a seat and face the patient and ask them if they have any questions regarding their treatment. And only then do they tilt them back to begin treatment. Think about how your patient experiences the checkout. Is the patient brought to the front area and left standing and waiting until someone is ready to check them out, followed by a front desk person that is not quite sure of what was done today or the fees? Or is the patient brought to the front desk area and asked to please have a seat, and Mary will be right with you when she finishes on the phone? The chart is given to Mary with all the information she will need to schedule, give an estimate of future treatment, and collect any fees owed that day. And she'll end with a warm-hearted goodbye. Service success is every team member with every patient on every visit always thinking about, how am I making my patient feel right now? Is the experience I'm creating for them going to motivate them to come back? Every one of us has the opportunity to make a difference and create a meaningful experience for our patient that will motivate them to come back by putting our personal signatures on the job. I ask you to go home tonight and think about some things you can do for your patients to create experiences that will make them want to come back to your office. People will forget everything except how you made them feel. So my question to you is, what will you do to make your patients feel special? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome September. Today is a great day to show your shine.